is just take the 15 minutes.
Yes, Leslie.
Shall we ask the listeners if they're ready to go to public comment? We've moved their public comment time around. We've done no business for them to comment on.
Well, it would take another. Wait, excuse me. The board passed by 2/3 to have time certain here. So instead of, I mean, if you want the thing.
I'm saying we're going to move it again. At some point, we need to consult with these folks who come all the way and
sat
out after this.
All right.
David. Israel.
I think letting them come up and talk or not talk is consultation. Anyone who wants to will, anyone who doesn't won't. We're required to have 30 minutes. Whatever's not used now, we'll get used later.
Okay, and Israel.
I don't want to agree with that comment, but I also want to... Can I question Dave one or two more points on his report? Is that relevant?
No, unfortunately, that agenda item has expired.
You need to.
Okay, now I will tell listener sponsors that because the board altered the agenda, time certain, 15 minutes of public comment at 8:45, we're going to go ahead with that. If listener sponsors do not, you know, want to speak now, we're going to come back to more before votes after old business. But if anyone has a comment now, and if I'm not mistaken, it's 90 seconds, isn't it? It's a minute and a half. What is public? We've been doing public comment at...
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Well, for the time that's not consumed, would that be carried over?
Yes. But just remind me, have we been using a minute and a half for public comment?
It's 90 seconds.
Yeah. 90
seconds,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I vote for this.
Okay, let's go. Okay. I'll keep time here, and the first listener sponsor, compañero.
Well, I'm going to need more than 2 minutes. If no one else speaks, then I would like to. What I need to know from this board is, at the ECLA board meeting, it stated that that meeting is going to be streamed over the web. It has not happened. I want to know when. My second question is the website for your private board website, as well as the KTFA website, does not have all the meeting minutes of the last meeting of 2003. The private website of yours has all the minutes of all meetings, with the exception of July 24th, August 23rd meetings. Then my motion on the broadcast meetings of Mexican North American communities were passed, and I'm asking how can that be accomplished so that all the minutes of all the lab meetings get posted on the website for KPFK and on your private website. And then my third comment is that I'm in favor of Harrison's motion. I believe that one way to kill a motion is to refer to it as mere procedure, but I think that's a distinction without a difference. It depends where it goes, and where I see where it's trying to be sent is a way of killing that motion. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. After public comment, I think we'll see if we can give some specific information. A second speaker?
Hello, I'm Margot Arnold, and I'm director from Montevideo. However, first of all, I like this venue. It seems like the acoustics are really good. The light is good. You can hear people on a microphone. You can speak up a bit. So this is a thing to consider. It's fairly centrally located. Second of all, I think I had a red letter day when I heard Eric Cole agree with Leslie tonight. I was really glad to see for the first time I've been but the third thing is, you know what I got here and why I was sort of late is because I worked on minutes for the last meeting. But I chose not to go get coffee because I gave away a doggy. But anyway, these are minutes. I'll pass them along where I can read them. But they are at the last meeting of my interpretation as far as my notes go. And as far as the special grad students, I have to go. I didn't go get coffee. Third, I'm going to go to the end of it. This is like, this is, you're doing better. Okay? You're doing much better. And I think I have one more comment about just make sure that committee deals with the motion, because it's a little confusing. I can understand both sides of it, but it is important that KPFK obtain for economy and the money stays with KPFK and things like that, and also the making a profit from things. I'd like that all to be thrashed out a lot. This is you pay bills, okay? And you can come to the meeting. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi.
Lawrence.
Yeah, I just want to make one comment on the motion that was made to refer, you know, to basically be a this, you know, because I don't know how functioning that program oversight committee is, because I haven't been informed as to how it functions anyway. But I think in the interest of the decorum, it's very important that before you accept the motion to refer, that you clarify the motion that's being referred. Harris's motion should be clarified. For the benefit of the members of the board, to really determine as to the clarity as to what they were voting on. That's what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Raphael.
Well, in order to reduce the kind of confusion that occurred with respect to Harrison and Bay's motions, I'd like to remind you that back in the day, the KPFK Bylaws Convention passed a model that had locally elected program councils, and from those program councils came the membership of a national program. And to my mind, that's the best way you can possibly coordinate and not have this sense of people's tongues being stepped on or overlap. For example, I mean, some of the program councils could make the argument, I'm not going to make it, that Bay's motion would step on the offices of the program council to make local programming policy of that kind, which we refer to the program council. Those kind of confusions, or that kind of even that kind of antagonism that arise from a question like that, that may be completely innocent, could be done away with if somebody here from this body, for example, would propose a bylaws amendment that would go back to the original idea that the KPFK bylaws convention had, which was to have that kind of two-tiered, you know, embodiment with people serving from both places, so we wouldn't have that confusion, that overlap, or people on a national body that didn't understand what the conditions were.
Thank you.
I have one more question. I think there's a clarification. I thought that everybody who was elected to the National Program Council was a person who had a 3-year term. So at least at this stage, I don't think there'll be anybody up for re-election right now. I wanted to clarify that.
David?
Well, no, I don't think that's true, but also the terms on committees are longer terms.
All committees.
So the committee, all committees will be re-elected next year.
Okay. Now, before we move ahead, is there any other listener sponsor? Yes.
For one thing, that there was a time where we had this impression that when we move LSB meetings to some neighborhood, the purpose is to mobilize people in that area to attend the meeting. Is that still in play, or at the principle that has been yet? I just want to be informed. Is it still at play?
That would be the ideal.
There's nobody from this area here, none of us.
There's lots of people who have homes nearby, I believe.
Who?
No.
Oh,
she said there's no homes.
No, so I don't want to somewhere because, you know, I think it's one of the legacies. This board is trying, but I think it's one of the legacies that you should try and establish. Although coming from Africa, I must not forget that this is the world that is today. I just want to throw it out there. And how some of our programmers will put the more program on that. But more seriously, when we move, because we are not planning the town hall meeting, are we sure that skills of that community or is going to be just the same people at the town hall meeting?
Thank you very much. You bring up a very cogent point. Okay, that's the 15 minutes now. Yeah, we're going to come back. We'll come back to 15 more minutes of public comment.
Is that 15
minutes? No, it's not 15. Another 5.
Well, it's 15. It's 15, didn't we?
How many minutes do we
have? 15.
I think 5.
5.
5 more minutes.
So,
I'm
42 minutes.
8. What time is it now? Okay. So, no.
Okay, then actually, I would like to make a motion then. Can somebody answer Lewis's question?
Yes.
We have 10 more minutes left. Is there
okay, the point here, I'm just wondering, Luis asked some specific questions about the posting of minutes on websites. Can we address that? Because we certainly have the time to do it now. Normally let's see.
Well, Terry should be able to answer that.
Yeah, I was going to try to put this in the under item 9, but I can do it now. I've been working with 3 webmasters for many months to try to get KPSK minutes on the KPSK website, and they're still not there. I don't control the KPSK website. I have the first 100 megabytes of minutes and audio available for transfer, and have had it available for transfer to the KPSK website for over a month. The general manager has agreed that minutes and audio will be on the KPFK website. The listener supported website that previously hosted the LSP audio has granted permission for all that audio to be hosted at the KPFK LSP website. But KPFK is currently getting another webmaster, and so I'm going to have to go through the whole routine again to get it all on the KPFK website.
Excuse me? Yes. The specific question was about 2 meetings a day. All other meeting minutes are there on the website. I think it went down now. It's not even existing on the website. But all other meetings were there except for the 2 that I'm specifically interested in. Can you answer about why those 2 are not there? What were the dates for? It's where the vote was taken on the lab on the broadcast. The local advisory board in 2003 about the broadcasting needs of Mexican North America.
Is there a lab archive?
I have an archive of all the lab meetings that I found. And my intention is to get everything I have up, but I have not gotten.
I need a specific answer as to why those of you were left out.
No lab,
what you intend to do.
No lab audio was on under my control.
Whoever put it on your private website left out those 2.
Okay.
I want to know the answer. That's
the answer is I don't have and never have had those minutes, so I couldn't put them up.
It's the Secretary of the Lab.
You've got to find out why you don't have.
Okay.
He wasn't the Secretary of the Lab.
I got everything from the KPFK website when the lab meeting minutes were there.
Well, there's obviously no interest to follow up and make sure those 2 meeting dates were posted.
But you know, Marty Oaklander was the Secretary of that lab, and she may actually have those. So can we talk? Are you going to stay, Luis? Let's talk, because Marty may have those. Now,
Margaret's got her hand up.
Yes, all right. Now, let me just make this point. We still have 20 minutes of public comment left, and we will come back to that before we vote. We have 20 minutes left. We've used up about 10 of the 30 minutes assigned to public comment. So now the board is doing, I hope, what Bill is asking, is that we look at the rest of this agenda. Was that what you were going to address, or?
Actually, I was going to respond to Louise.
Okay, go ahead.
As I was going to forward those minutes to Evan Livingstone probably a year and a half ago for posting, the ones that are up, I can tell you that LSB, as far as I can determine, never saw the minutes from July and August.
That last?
Last, yes. Excuse me. Never saw those minutes because I personally forwarded Evan everything that is now posted.
Were those done by Marty Oaklander?
Yes,
Marty Oaklander should be, we should actually find out where those minutes are, because I have a feeling they exist.
They do exist, and they were there. Somehow they disappeared.
Okay, I think we need to talk to Marty Oaklander, secretary of the lab at that time, because she was extremely efficient, and I have a feeling she'll be able, she'll know where those are.
Oh, okay. One other comment that might explain it. In copying the lab minutes from the KPFK website that were posted, I discovered that on two dates that were listed actually had minutes from the same meeting. So there was a meeting listed that did not have minutes, but I don't know if that's the one you're referring to.
Okay, now let's take a look at this agenda.
Point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
I wasn't here when you approved the agenda, which isn't your fault, of course. But I noticed there's nothing here, not even a mention, of the status of the LSB election.
No, that's true.
Was this deliberately omitted, or someone brought it up?
No, this is a continuation meeting.
I understand that. I understand perfectly.
Okay, but so what's your question?
Did someone bring up the map?
No.
Not at all.
No, because this is a continuation of the last meeting, that was not an agenda item at that time that would continue on to this meeting. Okay, now, before I take hands, let's just look at this agenda because we need to move ahead. My own view, and I'm going to ask Bill, if you look at agenda item number 4, basically, there's not much we can do in 8 minutes. This was...
The first question we have to answer is, are we going another hour? Because that means we have 40 minutes for public comment, and we have 40 minutes for visitors.
Right.
So for our discussion. So we should just know what we're working with. Are we here till 10? Are we here till 10:30?
One moment. We can be here until 10 and after.
Okay, so we need to decide that.
Let's do that then. I made the assumption that we probably were going to do that. I made an assumption that we were.
We'll be here until 10 tomorrow morning.
And I'm going to recognize you, Jim, but I think Bill has a very good point. Is it the will of the board to have this meeting go until 10 p.m.? Is there any objection to that?
No. I would suggest 10:15 so we can vote on any motions after public comment.
I would suggest if people don't like coming to our meetings, why don't people get here on time? Okay? Mm-hmm. And then now, to make a 3-hour meeting, we have to stay here for 10:30. Okay?
Okay, but I think the majority is going to have to rule. Some may have to leave. But I saw no objection to having this meeting go till 10. Now, Leslie is suggesting 10:15. Is there any objection to 10:15? Here. Any other objections? Okay, it appears as though the majority of the board, we can still have a quorum until 10:15. So I'm just going to...
Reassign times then.
Well, yes, we're going to do that, but I was trying to do. But Bill asked that we establish the parameters of the meeting. 10:15. Okay, now Bill, let me ask this question. The retreat report and work plan, that is not doable, obviously, in 8 minutes. Should that be postponed till the next meeting? Okay, is there any objection, we can have unanimous consent that agenda item 4 will be postponed till the next meeting. I actually am going to let a listener sponsor...
I just object.
You object, okay. Okay, so agenda item 4 will be postponed to the next meeting. Okay, do you? Okay, then maybe we should look at this. We had this retreat, of course, at Mercado, and what we want the board to do is to look at what came out of the retreat and to develop a commitment to carry out the retreat.
It's already beginning to filter into nothing.
That is true.
And I think that it's much more, I'm not going to be here anymore. I think it's more important than the Arts Council. I think the things were set up and they're beginning to turn to ashes. And I think we need a report and we need to develop a committee around it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Arts Council, whereas the Arts Council has a whole new body that can take care of it.
Okay, I'm going to take a straw vote, just a straw vote. I'm going to ask the body, shall we do the 8 minutes on the retreat and at least get that process started, or should we postpone it until the next meeting?
Well,
Okay, now we'll discuss that. I was just going to get a straw vote without discussion, but let's take Bill and Israel, and then we'll go to a straw vote.
Well, I guess what I'm suggesting, I agree with Jane. I think she's right. We should just do it. I think we should give it 15 minutes.
That's
fine. Mm-hmm. Yes,
I want.
So, because you're right.
My point of information is simply, do we have a written even summary or overview of that here with us?
We don't have, I don't know if we have
that. Here with us.
It was handed out last week.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, Harrison.
I agree with Jane that we don't need to take up the ARC committee tonight. I agree with Bill that we need to do something about the work plan from the retreat. I think that there is old business which is critical to dealing with what Delhi had to say.
Mm-hmm.
We are not getting people to come here. We're not getting the kind of outreach happening mm-hmm. because we haven't dealt with the issues of the band and fire. And if we, once again, do not deal with that issue, I just don't know what I'm going to think.
Yeah. Okay, well, then, let's see. Now, I'm trying to just kind of get consensus so we can move ahead. All right, go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion that we go straight ahead to old business and then take up the retreat. Because if we don't do this old business, where are we? What can we say of ourselves? Some of this old business has been here since our first meeting.
All right, is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion around this motion?
No, we just define, it's not clear to me what all the old business is. Can we define what that is?
I dug it up.
Yeah.
Somewhere around
you
here.
You brought here?
Yeah, we asked people to bring motions and paperwork so that they would be presented to the board under old business.
John, just are we on point? We've got information to keep that item on and keep it 15 minutes.
Okay, well, we're going to try to see if this is acceptable. Let me see before we go to any more comments. The proposal is from Jane that we move to old business for 40. Would that be 40 minutes?
No, it can't be 40.
It can't be 40 and get out of here at 10:15 with
and
20 minutes of public comment.
And the town hall.
And then we have the town hall, which is really important. There seems to be agreement that the Arts Committee will not be dealt with tonight. So can your motion be old business for 20 minutes and then the work plan for 15? Well, okay.
How about this is 30 minutes and work plan 10, Bill?
Sorry?
Work plan 10.
To at least get it started?
Listener comment in again.
Yeah. To at least get it started and so on. Okay. Okay, Israel.
Before I go more into discussion, what are the items contained within old business? Some assessment of what we have mm-hmm. so we know what kind of time we're talking about.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's a...
I know. Well,
it's deep in the memory hole.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I'm sorry?
I just have a very quick point of information. To beg the indulgence of the board, I'm going to have to leave the meeting early. I'm pitching tomorrow morning very early mm-hmm. for the KPFK archives.
Yeah, that's right.
Should note they're one day.
That's right.
Fun to drive, up at the crack of dawn with prep work to do.
Yeah, that's right. I understand completely.
Let's vote on it.
Yeah, I think we need to vote on it. But I just want to get times here is the thing. We move to old business.
Can I give a pause?
We move to old business for 30 minutes. Okay, and then we go to the work plan for 10 and see if we can work that in and then to public comment before any votes. Yes, go ahead.
It seems to me that we need to know what the old business is.
Yes, we do, but we can't do it.
And I did do some research. The last time old business was listed was on August 1st. None of the agendas that have had old business since then have listed what the specific stuff.
Well, we rely on the makers to bring their paperwork.
No, but we need to know. The agenda needs to say what the order is.
But I'm not sure what people are bringing,
anyway,
so they need to bring it.
The Cohawk promotion has been dealt with. The Radford motion on fee waivers has been dealt with. The Adelson motion on governance programming has been dealt with. The Fowler motion, secretary, has been dealt with. Terry Goodman motion on board training
has not been dealt with.
You
I
need
have,
to bring
I
it
have,
up?
I have a short stuff, too.
Okay.
Your
commercial seems to say it's been dealt with.
Right.
not
Jan Goodman motion on public posting and committee meeting. You ready with that?
Wait. No.
Okay, let's move on.
Yes,
okay, then we finally get to the... Then we get to the Radford motion, and then to my motion.
What's your motion?
What's your motion? On the agenda items brought forward by listeners.
By listeners.
Okay.
Okay, so there's four items?
Three items.
There's two substantive items.
Terry Goodman, on board training, Radford, on famine and fire, and my motion on agenda items.
Okay, so people, we need to move ahead.
Point of information.
Well, all right, Israel, your point of information.
Is this... To your records or memory, is this actually?
Yes, and you know, people have to keep up on this. When they're bringing old business, they need to bring, we ask people to bring copies for everyone. This is surprising to me that there's. Okay, let's go to old business now.
I'd like to make a motion. Let's take them up right in that order that you said them.
That was the order that
all right.
We agreed on.
No motions, they won't come.
Okay, and the first one then. In the order that you presented them.
Terry Goodman, motion on board training.
All right. The chair recognizes Terry Goodman.
Okay. I've distributed many times long motions regarding board training, and we never got to them, so I have a shortened motion for this meeting. Whereas the PMB has budgeted $25,000 for board training in fiscal year 2005, resolved that the KPFK local station board requests that the executive director approve allocation of up to $4,000 to fund professional board training of the KPFK LSB to take place in February or March 2005.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Okay, chair recognizes Jane.
David and Jim can correct me on this, but it is my understanding that we have allocated funds for this since our first meeting of the finance committee. Am I not right? David, have we not? Allocated funds for the training of the training for Brian Smith from the very beginning.
Well, that's a very important point. What we did was we said any surplus would get used for that.
Right.
And that raises the issue of when do you decide you have a surplus.
That's right.
Right. We're dealing with
the finance.
But this motion deals, David, I don't think you heard this motion. This motion deals with money that Terry. What is it?
I'm in favor of money.
I gotta have this vote.
Are you being flip with me? Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? He's dealing with money that's been allocated for board trainings.
Oh, yeah. That money has been allocated.
That's right. By National, that's right. And he's asking for 4,000 of it. We really need to kind of focus because I understand this meeting has kind of like moved. Yes, go ahead.
I don't know that we have 4,000 in the total budget for the network.
What? Well, you're maintaining it was
25,000 for the network.
For the whole network?
For the whole network. So you
want
4,000
for each
LSP?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No,
it's just for this one. You're just talking about this signal area.
Right. I just want our...
No, David, that's not what I mean. He's not trying to allocate it to the other four signal areas, just to this signal area. Maybe more if they ask for more.
That's why it's less than a vote.
Okay. All right, this motion is still being discussed. Jim.
Okay. Gary, can you give me an outline of exactly what this is going to consist of and how we're going to spend the money? Who's going to get the $4,000? Who's going to receive it?
Should I answer that?
Initially the plan was to have an education committee to look at various proposals and recommend to the LSB among multiple proposals. And we never got around to making that committee. So what I'm seeking right now is to get the money and then I'll bring in some individual proposals. I've got proposals from four different professional board trainers that I could bring.
So you would get these people who have done these kind of seminars before, and the board would then go to like an all-day retreat or something like that, and listen to one day, 2 days, how many days would it be?
It varies by the various proposals. Typically, there's a 1 day, and then there's a follow-up in a month.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Yeah, it's Leslie, myself, and Israel.
Leslie.
I have a real problem with this, Terry. Donna brought us a clear quote for $400. I have a real problem with offering $4,000 without, and frankly, multiple quotes in front of me. That's a lot of money to be spending, to authorize spending without even knowing what we would get for the $4,000 a day.
I'm asking the executive director to authorize it to the LSB. Then the LSB has that much that I can go shop with. But the LSB has not decided to spend it. Even if it approves the budget. So if we have no budget, we can't shop.
I would like a quote on the table. I'd like some idea of what the going rate is for these sorts of services, which, frankly, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, we actually have a stack. Thank you. Second speaker.
I would like this tabled until the next LSB is seated and a process is put in place for getting proposals, getting a date. It seems weird to me to be discussing it at this point. It should have been done a long time ago. It wasn't, but now it makes much more sense, I think, to simply wait, indicate that we are committed to doing it.
Is that right? Why don't you just call it a day?
Okay, next on the staff.
Israel.
Yeah, obviously, in the past, I'm fully in support of this kind of training self-education, but I go along with the critical comments and questions. Namely, we need to have some kind of idea of what it will consist of, what the alternate costs are, maybe it's available from a competent person or organization free. In short, we need to have some plan for that. But that's a separate matter from whether or not we can have the money allocated for our, we know we have it in our jurisdiction. Those are separate matters. So I have no objection to requesting the amount of money, but if that implies certain things that are going to be done with it right now, I'm absolutely against it. So two separate issues. Should we ask the national for this money for the educational purposes of the board? I'm all for that. And then we have to work out a plan to see how it could be used. And not necessarily one day or one event or one person. It could be a whole year event, depends.
And who's next on the stack?
Jane.
Jane.
I'm not sure about Harrison and Grace.
I'd like to say that I think that Israel's right, but I just think that this is the time.
Is that a motion to table? Yeah, I'd like to
take a
motion.
It's been moved and seconded to table this motion. Do we want to take other comments around tabling or directly? Yeah, okay. Yeah, but let's go directly. Those in favor of tabling this, raise your voting cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. Abstentions? On a motion to table, is it a majority?
Yeah.
It's a majority, a simple majority, yes. So the motion passes.
Leslie's motion on the band is fired.
You've all seen it multiple times by email. I've been carrying the hard copies around now for 6 months. I'm one of the people that takes my hard copies, so I can't strip them 6 times. I'm inquiring from folks about Michael Keller, and I referred you to some links that I've made copies of those links now. Also, for those of you who are unfamiliar with Mr. Keller, perhaps one thing
has
happened. This is a motion fundamentally to differentiate ourselves from the board that Ben inspired all the programmers of color at KPFK.
this says to us that we are not that board, that KPFK is not that station, that we are something different, that we draw a line between us and them. We owe those communities for what we did. We have to pay that debt. We have folks who remember those days very clearly and have no assurance that we're different from them. We've given them none. We have said nothing to them to indicate that we're different. We've done no outreach. The Committee of Inclusion was formed, unfortunately, hasn't met. The CAB was formed after the deadline for the CAB report. We've had a lousy track record, ladies and gentlemen. We need to stand. We need to say, we need to say we are not the board that banned and fired folks. This does it very clearly, and it sends the message over the airwaves twice a month during drive time for a year, and made available to other programmers as they wish to send it. The other part of this seems to be causing some folks great confusion is designating the building as like a Keller KPFK building with the apology. Sometimes people address that, and I'm going to ask Samantha to give us some background on who Michael Keller was and what he meant to the station and how important he was to bringing KPFK, an important leader in the movement. But for those who still find objection with naming the building the Michael Keller Building, I would ask you this one question. Who better to name our building after? A wealthy donor? Is that who we're staging it for? I don't think so. I don't think our building will ever be named after a wealthy donor. I think much more importantly, it should be named after a young black man who gave up drugs and homelessness because of radio, who we forced back into the streets, who died trying to acquire broadcasting facilities. That's not something that we should forget. And we've swept Michael under the rug. He has been three times honored by the IPNB and the PNB and taken passing race nationality policy.
I'm sorry, Leslie, are we going to be able to discuss this? Can we move into discussion?
Sure, we can.
Can I ask the chairman?
All right, Leslie.
Is this going to be two separate motions or one motion?
Unless there's a motion to divide.
Okay, you have to be a little more specific. Are you making...
I'd like to make a motion to divide...
Each and every...
Each one?
No. I'd like to make a motion to divide the Michael Taylor naming of the building and the resolution of apology to the bandits fired and to their listeners.
I'll second the motion.
And how much time do we have allocated?
Well, action.
Well, no, no, we don't, because we have another 17 minutes total, and we have another motion to deal with.
That's right. In other words, this block deals with one other piece of old business, but we have 17 minutes, so we should forge ahead and do the best we can here. Now, it's been moved and seconded to separate.
Could you clarify, is it just, Jane, are you just separating the last?
Just separating, that's right, the last paragraph.
Just the last paragraph. Okay.
Before we move ahead, we can take some discussion over that motion to separate. David?
Oh, I think I'm in favor of the motion to divide. I'd like to see the discussion.
Okay. Did you have a comment over...
I had a question for Leslie. Did you make a motion to
separate? Yeah, okay. Oh, no. We're just dealing with separation. So let's do that first. Okay, seeing no further discussion, let's go to a vote. The motion is to separate the naming of the building from the apology section. Those in favor signify by raising your cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11, 4, opposed. 1, 2, 3, abstentions. 1, okay, the motion passes. And so we'll have that divided. Now let's have a stack over...
I have a stack.
Okay. First speaker.
Jan, myself, Dave, Terry, Israel, Julie, Bill.
And I'm going to ask you if you can do no more than, like, 1 minute or less. Go ahead.
I will trade with Dave.
You're abdicating totally?
No, I'm just...
No, no, unfortunately, that will not be acceptable. We'll go according to the stack.
Okay.
But we can come back to you. But he wouldn't be next, the next on the stack. If you want to pass for now, we can come back to you.
Put her at the end.
Well, I was just taking time. Okay.
Can I have some information?
Well, if it's really important.
Now, are we going to be talking about the first part of the motion first, and then the second part?
Well, okay, the chair is not going to tell people what to say, so
he can talk to any point.
Yeah, either point.
All right.
Okay. I think it seems to me that the idea of dealing with abandoned fires is a good idea. I think the way of dealing with abandoned fires is actually to deal with abandoned fires and to talk in this and to have some committee or some group actually look into, you know, why people individually were banned and fired, as opposed to just saying, to me, just saying, sorry for our people who were banned and fired in general, either is meaningless, or to me, it doesn't get at who was banned for bad reasons, which I believe there were lots of people who were banned for bad reasons. We really apologize for them. We should look at why people were banned. Yeah. I think that there were some people who were banned for good reasons.
Okay.
So,
next.
Next is me. Someone came in. Yeah. One of my concerns about this is an on-air regular apology, regardless of its intent, casts a bad light on present management. People will simply hear this. They're not going to understand that what happened in the past. It's going to create tremendous pressure and, I think, real problems in the community. Because the whole history is not going to be given. That's my main objection. What I would like is our commitment to, Eva tells me that there's total disagreement, that everyone has a different list on who is banned in the fire. I think that a process has to begin to uncover that for starters, and then to start dealing with how they are reincorporated. But I do object specifically to the greater harm that I think will be done to the station and the community by this on-air thing.
Next.
Next is Dave.
Dave.
Yeah, on the Michael Taylor thing, to me it's rather like, I met Michael when I was volunteering in the ministry of teaching internet skills in the mid-90s, and he came over to my house a few weeks before he was killed, and we talked a lot while I was teaching internet skills about social media. Out in the community. I just over a moment to Molly's, and we were talking about some of the micro power broadcasters, the four micro power stations that I think 104.7 are. He said, it's funny, man, they're all people from KPFK who are doing that. I said, yeah, there's a reason that people from KPFK are out in the community doing micro power broadcasts. The same reason that Michael went out and did it, because he couldn't do what he felt he needed to do in that place. So to me, it's kind of like naming the Robben Island prison, you know, the Nelson Mandela prison, and continuing to run it. I don't know, you know, I would like to hear Fernando's take on some of that. But I don't think fundamentally many of the issues that drove Michael out have been resolved. That's not a slap at any management or anything, but the overall direction of the institution is still in many of the directions that he was concerned with. I also have an issue with an apology to people who you haven't yet given redress to. If I were one of those people and I hadn't even been consulted about the content of the apology, personally I'd be a little bit revolted. I would like to see, and I no disrespect to the extent, but I would like to see the Program Oversight Committee meet with people like Ron Wilkins, Fernando, John Martinez, Quake, Chris Lennon, Zinga Harumi, Watapi, Shel Flossin, and the Wizard, Al Huber, and the rest of them.
I'm sorry, you'll have to just finish that sentence.
Meet with the band in the fire and develop redress And then you apologize when you've acted on it. But to claim an apology when
thank
you haven't
acted
is...
Okay, next.
Terry. Timmy, you want to move?
Yes.
With respect to naming the building after wealthy donors, and I think it's worth remembering, to best my knowledge, KPFK got its building as a gift from the former husband of Claire Sparks, or his family, at least. But since this board cannot even agree to request funds that have already been allocated for the purpose of learning how best to do business, on the principle of what's good for the goose is good for the gander, I move to table.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to table. That does not call for debate. Those in favor of tabling this motion, these actually separated, these two motions, signify by raising your voting card.
And which are we doing?
Which one are we tabling?
Okay, well, actually, let's, the maker of the motion, did you want to table both of the motions?
Both. Can I have a roll call on this, please?
Okay, it's perfectly acceptable call for a roll call.
We have 6 minutes left for this entire agenda.
Yes. If you're voting yes, of course, to table, no, not to table.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Aye. Dave Adelson.
No.
No. Sarah Amir. I need to speak those. Marie Geary has left. Jim DiEugenio.
No.
No. Israel Foyer.
No.
No. Bill Gallegos.
No.
No. Sherna Gluck.
No.
No. Jan Goodman.
Jan Goodman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Terry Goodman. Yes. Jane Halloran.
No.
No. Alan Minsky.
No.
No. Ed Pearl.
He's not here.
He left. Anyone know when?
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
Leslie Radford.
No.
No. Julie Rodriguez.
She said no.
No. Natalie Schwab.
No.
No. Fernando Velasquez.
No, sir.
No. Donna Warren.
No.
No. Harrison Weil.
No.
No. The motion to table was defeated. I'll count it out later.
Can we resume the...
What was the stack, Sherna?
The stack is Israel, Julie, Bill, Jenny, and Jim.
Can I get on there?
And we have 4 minutes left.
Yeah, for the whole thing.
Can we move to extend?
I'll move to extend. I'll move to extend for 15 minutes.
What are we going to cut? Wait, extend this item or this whole agenda item.
I think it should be the entire agenda item of old business. Is that what you're extending, old business?
What's left, Harrison?
My motion on the...
Okay, I'll move to extend the whole item for 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Is there a second?
Yes.
Second.
Okay, those in favor, signify by raising your cards. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 opposed.
14-4.
That's right.
Yeah.
What
you
did
said
I say?
Opposed.
No, I said 14.
Oh.
Opposed.
Oh, okay.
Just Kim, you and I are not communicating.
Two.
Okay, one opposed. All right.
Two.
The motion carries.
At 9:50, I'm...
Okay. Can I get on the statute? Am I on now? Okay. I'm very unhappy, disappointed in them by this motion. I'm going beyond. I still see myself as the comments of Dave and Jan. I incorporate them. But I go beyond that. I very bluntly, I think they're rather cynical exploitations. That's what I really believe that. And it disturbs me. The purpose is good, but I could go on for an hour on all this.
You know, but
you want to go back for decades? Go back to the very beginning when the founder of the state has never been acknowledged, was forced out of office, never been acknowledged. Why don't you go and after him? I mean, and there's dozens of people long before the Warren March show, and during the present manager who've been fired. We need to examine, if it's necessary, each of these. Maybe we should do instead a truth and reconciliation process all of South Africa. A different thing, a different process. In short, the idea of this is good. So this particular motion, I couldn't possibly support in the way it is. And I say again, I'm sorry to say that I think it's a cynical exploitation. It's a race car. I don't know about that.
Okay, next.
Somebody before I apologize to them to see how they would like my apology to be given to them. So I find that a rather odd idea. I think that we do need to apologize. I think we need to apologize, and I think Jan and Sherna are and Israel are right in as much as, yeah, we need the history, and maybe we should have a show about that. And maybe that should be an ongoing show. But we need to talk to our listeners, to talk to our communities, and to acknowledge that, and we are not saying anything, David, about this, or Sherna, about this current management. It clearly says prior management. And we need to stand up and say who we are for. If we're not for our communities, if we're not for the voiceless, then why don't we just go back and hire Mark Shelfack again? I think this is necessary. I think this is a great idea to give the apology. I don't know Michael Taylor, so I'm lost about that, and I haven't unfortunately taking the time to read about him. I do take Bill's point, and I do think that why, if somebody does stand for something, what's wrong with that? There are so many of those people out there who are never going to be recognized. I was hoping it would be named after me, but I understand that's not going to possibly happen right away. So in lieu of that...
Win an Academy Award, then we'll be...
Okay. All right. Are you finished, Sam?
Yes.
All right. This always kind of. Why do you have? If we were going to have judgment in Nuremberg, okay? I mean, you'd first say there was a Holocaust, okay, and then you'd investigate. So it seems to me, first you say you're sorry, and then you start investigating what really happened.
If you investigate first, well, at the pace this LSP moves, you know, I mean, the band and fire would probably be dead or in retirement. You know, we can wheel him into the station and say, well, we're fairly sorry, the guy will die, like right there on, you know, on the air.
Then we have to name something else.
Okay. You know, and, you know, as for Israel, okay, if you want to go back to the whole Blue Hill thing, you know, I mean, but in my opinion, what happened with this Pacifica crisis was as close as it's ever come, you know, to basically being bought, sold, and becoming corporate media. I don't see anything in the history of Pacifica that ever came as close to that thing. Okay, so in my opinion, it is a significant milestone, okay, in the history of Pacifica. All right? I think it's really important to, you know, to acknowledge that. You know, and as far as the whole Michael Taylor thing, I mean, I don't know that much about the case, you know, and Leslie brought these things. You know, I mean, I never knew the guy. You know, I think if we're going to name the building after him, I mean, that is one aspect that actually you should investigate. Okay? You know, because I don't, you know, I never knew the guy. I don't think anybody here except Dave. Three or four people did know him. Then that would be good. That would be something I think that would be a good idea to refer to a committee. Okay, that part of it. Okay, and to come up with some kind of, you know, maybe we can, you know, with Israel's permission, we can name the Lou Hill building and the Michael Taylor sound room or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, that would make him happy. All right? Okay, that's it for me.
I'm going to pass.
The first thing is, I'm not sure if there's any possible legal ramifications to making this kind of blanket statement. That's the first thing. I think that should be looked into. The second thing is, this is completely nonspecific. Are we going to get back to the inception of KPFK? It's not stated here that there's a specific time frame that's being referenced. In my opinion, if you're going to apologize to specific individuals, that their name should be specifically stated why they were unfairly or unjustly fired or banned. Some of the circumstances should be presented to us. I have not watched KPFK 24 hours a day for the last 20 years. I don't know if it's just or unjust. I feel that station management has the right to fire programmers that they feel are producing shows of poor quality. I don't think we should ever abdicate our right to fire people. Now, that doesn't mean that people have not been fired unjustly. But I think that if we're going to do this, it should be very specific. We should specifically give names and apologize to individuals, and one individual at a time, and we possibly make some restitution. But to make a blanket, generalized statement, you know, we've been bad in the past, or certain, you know, at least make it specific to a specific management. Put a time frame on it. And I would say put specific people who have been banned and fired. And then maybe I could be in favor of it.
Actually, I like a little bit. I sort of just threw my name on the stack in case I had something to say.
Thanks, Alan. That helps for me to move right along.
I don't have. What I decided is I actually liked a little bit the way this was going, from what Jim said specifically and a little bit of what Grace said. I wouldn't feel bad about specifying the historical period that we're speaking about, and then also maybe specifying. Actually, it's a little risky in this one phrase I feel, Leslie, about it's a remedy to pass by providing programs to listeners to franchise these events. I just like a little research on that because, yeah, I do think some shows that did disappear, maybe we wouldn't really want back in that era, but we do know the ones that we do want.
Like Bill.
Which we know. In no way like Bill. You know, not at all like Bill. But, you know, we could get, you know, some. Coming back.
Can you add that?
So I like the specificity.